How often have you had your power trampled on? Like, can you remember being a kid and trying to do something on your own and having a parent try to keep you in the box and keep you safe and always wanting you to ask for permission, and it drove you crazy or it made you angry? If you know that you're here to be a super powerful being and you feel like someone's always got you under their thumb, you may be a conditioned manifester. That's what we're unpacking today on Unjaded.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Let's talk about manifestors today. Now, if ever there was a place where human design envy lives, I can tell you that it is in someone being a manifestor, or rather not being a manifestor. So many of my clients and people who come in for readings will say to me, oh, I wish I was a manifestor. I wish I could just make things happen. And I would say that a lot of manifestors feel very uncomfortable with the fact that they can make things happen because they have a great conditioning around their power and around their ability to just be in the world. Oftentimes, manifestors will feel like they're too intimidating, they're too much. They know that they have kind of an edge to them and it can be off-putting to people, and they allow it to stop them. So that's what we're going to be digging into today. So manifestors make up 9% of the population. They have a motor to their throat and they have an undefined sacral. So they're very, very powerful beings because of the motor to the throat. Remember that in human design, the goal is always to get energy to the throat. And with a motorized throat, you can make things happen. Manifestors are here to initiate. They're the only type that is here to initiate. They'll have a little bit of waiting in that they want to be sure that they honor their inner authority. They want to be sure that, you know, they have the resources in place, that they've talked it out, that they've run by their emotional authority, any of those things. So the thing that I see the most with manifestors is that they're afraid to stand in their power. They've been so conditioned to play small. Think about it. You know, if you have a manifestor child, or if you were a manifestor child, you're the kid who could just like go off into the field and just do something because you're there to initiate and you just did it. Or you could, you know, go up to a stranger and just help them do something, or, you know, walk over to the store by yourself and buy something. And that would scare any parent, right? Because we want to keep our children safe. So your tendency, or your history, I guess, as a manifestor is most often laden with conditioning that keeps you in a box, or tries to keep you in a box and tries to keep you from your strategy, which is to inform. So you don't want to be asking permission as a manifestor. In fact, the inside of you will like cringe if you have to ask for permission. It's informing people what's about to happen. So if you're in business, you know, some of the things that you may say or some of the content terms that you may use are, here's the thing, this is what's about to happen, the thing is this, you know, different ways that kind of lead the way. And letting people in your life know what you're about to do, because your energy is super, super powerful. Now with your undefined sacral, you will tire a little more easily sometimes. The danger is, of course, in pushing through, because you're here to be wise about rest. You're here to be wise about knowing when enough is enough. You're really here to delegate. You come up with the idea, you start the thing, you delegate all of the stuff that doesn't really need your hands in it. You're here with all of this creative power. So as a manifestor, you have a nonverbal creative flow. It's like God, whatever you believe that to be, God's lips to your ears, and you're boom, in the flow of life, creating, creating, creating. It doesn't mean you have to be an artist, a painter, a crafter, any of that. You're creating something with your life. Your life is the creation that you're giving to the world. So your strategy is to inform people what's about to happen. And sometimes anger can come up for you. Now, I'd like to say that manifestors are not angry people. A lot of times there is a little bit of repressed anger there, because for your whole life, you've been asked to play smaller than you are. For your whole life, you've been told you're arrogant, you're too much, you're too edgy, you're off-putting, you're intimidating, any of these things. And that does create a little bit of anger, right? If that goes on for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, it does make you a little bit angry. But we don't celebrate anger in our culture, especially in girls, right? Women are not supposed to be angry. We're allowed to be a lot of things, but angry is not one of them. So if you are a manifestor, one of my invitations to you would be to explore where you are a little bit angry about some of the things that have happened in your life. And it's not that I want you to be an angry person at all. It's just that I think that there has to be room for those feelings. There has to be room for you to be allowed to feel what it is. And then as you decondition and as you really step into your manifestor power, the anger is going to show up for you when you're living your not self. The anger is going to show up for you when you're not allowing yourself to be in that creative flow, or when others are stopping you from being in your creative flow. So, you know, you're going along through life and you're like, boom, 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 boom. You're in it with your creative flow. And then whammo, somebody comes in and wants to help you, or somebody comes in and wants to share their opinion, or somebody comes in and says, you didn't ask me if you could do that. Why are you doing it that way? Questions you. Manifestors tend to hate to be questioned. So someone does this and it makes you angry because you know that you're never going to get that creative flow back. You're never going to get right into that space that you were in that was so juicy for you. So the manifestor aura is often said to be closed and repelling. And I hate that description because I've worked with, I guess, 3 or 4 manifestors at the point of this recording. And I don't know if I said that manifestors make up just 9% of the population. So they're a fairly rare human design type and they're so special. But yeah, I've worked with 3 or 4 of them at this point in my human design career. And they always bristle when they hear that term, the closed and repelling aura. It doesn't make them feel warm and fuzzy inside, right? And I mean, most manifestors aren't really super warm and fuzzy. That's where the closed and repelling aura comes in. But I think it's more, I always try to describe this to them. It's more a lot of women, especially, I work mostly with women, and a lot of them especially describe it as being intimidating, that their whole lives they've known that they are intimidating. But it's really that you have this like protective thing in your aura because you don't need people to get things done, right? You're here to initiate, to do the thing without waiting for anyone else. You're not here to ask permission. You're not here to be in response. You're not here to wait for invitations. You're here to just do the thing. So that creates this little bit of a wall maybe. And it doesn't have to be so off-putting. It's just something that you stand in. You just have to own at some point as a manifestor that you are a powerful woman. Period. The end. You're powerful. Sorry, not sorry kind of idea, you know? So I would love to explore this in comparison to the generator aura, because 70% of the population are generators. And oftentimes I work with women who have children. So maybe a manifestor has a generator child, or maybe a generator has a manifestor child. And when we look at the auras, 70% of the population are generators, right? So you are surrounded by generators. No matter where you are, you're surrounded by generators. And generators have this big enveloping aura that wants to suck you in. So parent-child relationship, one of you is trying to suck the other in and like hold you and envelop you and just be with you. And the other, the manifestor part of that combination, is being like, whoa, I've got my hands up, which you can't see on a podcast, but I've got my hands up and the manifestor's going like, whoa, not too close, not too close, not too close. Like, and you know, I worked with a manifestor mom and she said like by the time afternoon comes, she's home with little kids. And by the time afternoon comes, she's like, get off of me. And we've all been there. We've all been there. I'm a manifesting generator and I've been there with my kids. So imagine how much more that is for a manifestor. And if you're a manifestor, give yourself permission to feel that and to allow, you know, the flash of anger, if that's what it is, whatever the emotion is for you, allow it to surface and then you can move through it. Then you can keep going with what you're trying to do. And it can be really a good and interesting conversation to have with your family as a manifestor. Like, you're not fooling anyone. You know, when you try to be nice, not that you're not nice as a manifestor, that's not what I mean. But you know, when you try to be generator-ish, when you try to have a big welcoming aura, when you try to feel like you need to fit in, when you try to ask if it's okay if you just do this thing, this is what I'm thinking of doing, whatever, when you try to be something that you're not, it's not going to land well anyway. So I think having words for it with your family is really important. I think having words that say, you know what, mom has this energy, mom carries this aura, this imprint with her everywhere she goes. And it's maybe sometimes feels like I don't want you in my space, but that's not what it is. It's just that I'm in the middle of doing something and I've got all of this stuff going on in my brain and I'm like, boom, 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 boom. And, you know, I'm going to need you to just hold on a second until I can get to you or something, you know, just so that people know the auras that they carry and understand them so that it's not personal. I hope that's making sense for you. I can't even see your head nodding because it's a podcast, right? that part I miss. So the thing to remember is it's not that you don't love each other. It's not that you don't love being in each other's energy. It's just that one of you doesn't need the other, and the other person desperately needs the other to need them. So that's just the difference in auras, and it's okay. Let's talk about manifestors and health. So we already talked about anger, and the anger shows up when your not self theme is showing up, when you're not living as yourself, when you're not informing, when you're not standing in your power, when you're trying to keep yourself small. Anger is going to show up. It's also going to show up for you when you're in that nonverbal creative flow and someone tries to help you, or someone interrupts you, or someone tries to tell you you shouldn't be doing it that way or question you. Then you may face some anger. Anytime that you're having your power stomped down, it'll make you feel angry, right? And then another thing for manifestors is that the tendency is to talk a lot, and that's okay. But again, in our society, we don't really leave a lot of space for people who talk a lot. We tend to say things like, could you just get to the point? Or like, oh my God, wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. And you really need to talk. As a manifestor, you really need to talk to understand what it is that you're feeling and what it is that you're thinking. So there can be anger there as well when someone says to you, like, I don't have space for you to speak. So you want to be able to allow that to come up and allow the anger to be a message to you that you're not on track, that something is off track and something needs to change so that it doesn't get into your cells. Because anger, we know, shows up in liver health, right? And there's a whole lot of liver issues going on right now in 2023. So you don't want to be adding to that with feelings of anger that are in bitterness that are, you know, causing your liver to have to work too hard. Sleep. Manifestors and sleep. It's important for manifestors to sleep alone. With your undefined sacral, you want to sleep alone because you're always being conditioned by the defined sacrals around you. Remember, generators make up 70% of the population. So I say we because I'm a manifesting generator, we are walking around conditioning all of the non-sacral beings all of the time. So you really want to sleep alone to allow that sacral energy that you've taken on throughout the day, week, month, whatever, to dissipate. You want to lie down about 30 minutes before you're actually ready to go to sleep so that you can just kind of be in your own aura and allow yourself to just sink in and be ready for sleep. And that's not lying there watching scary movies or the news, God forbid, or worrying about the problems of the world or worrying about your meeting tomorrow or what you should have, could have, would have done if you'd had more time. It's actually being restful. So I'm a big fan of meditation, subliminal messaging in your ear pods for something that you want to experience in your life, you know, a loving meditation, a loving subliminal message, whatever it is for you, can be a really beautiful way. Frequency music can be a beautiful thing to just allow yourself to kind of calm your jets before you go to sleep. That's going to be a really important thing for you. So as a manifestor, you're really here to translate divine inspiration into action. That's quantum languaging. That's Karen Curry Parker languaging, quantum languaging for human design. Translate divine inspiration into action. That's what you do as a manifestor. You initiate, you get things started, and we need you in your power. We really need you in your power. There are only 9% of the population are manifestors. We need each and every one of you standing in your power. My call to you today on Unjaded is to remember who you are. If you haven't yet run your chart, your human design chart, you can download it on my website at vickidixon.com. And that is linked in the show notes for you. And you can also head on over to the website if you'd like to book a reading. A human design reading is the best place to start. It gives us a really high-level overview of your aura, your energy type, the way you're meant to show up in the world, the way you're meant to show up in your relationships, in your life, in your business. It is a beautiful thing to unpack together. So I invite you to pop on over to the website and book your reading if that's your next step.